B-Pod Studios.
I just, Loren, finished making Roy on a Stick. Roy's not coming to Beach Mountain with us this weekend, so now people can just take a picture with Roy on a Stick.
That's cool. Oh, it's like doing, Flat Stanley.
We're doing the rap party.
Yes.
I thought we were doing a bee sweep.
Well, we started with the rap party, I guess. The problem is I stapled him.
You should have stapled me from behind.
I should have stapled you from behind.
Well, go ahead and take those staples out.
No, you can't take them out once they're in.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I'm just want to make a dollar bet.
Well, as long as you don't, don't rip the paper, you just...
That's his moneymaker, man. You can't give him scars.
Hey, or we can get a Sharpie and paint the staple so the silver's not sticking out.
Look, I already got one out.
Let me see how it looks.
Ooh.
Oh, it looks much better.
Okay. Then I'll staple from behind. You're right.
Yeah, I like to be hit from the behind.
So we're going up to Beach Mountain for our 80s party. We're hosting it. We hosted it last year. We're hosting it again this year. And Roy, because of some medical condition, can't make it.
Yes. I would go into it because it's not that big of a deal, but it's also disgusting. So we're good.
Yeah.
So we're HIPAA. Good.
And it doesn't have anything to do with fluids.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's fair to say.
Oozies.
Yeah.
What?
There's some oozing.
Ew. Okay. All right. All right.
And I don't want to risk infection, so I'm going to be staying in my bubble this weekend.
So I'm most excited for the 80s party. I'm not going to ski. I'm most excited for the music. I love the music. There's 80s trivia in the afternoon on Saturday at 1 o'clock. I'm pumped up for that.
If I could ever pick someone to host an 80s party, it would be you.
Thank you. That
Agreed.
Means a lot.
Yeah. This is like the event for you.
Yes.
Like if there was ever a, I don't know, Enrique.
Something for you?
Yeah. Like an Enrique Iglesias party, Latin music party. Music from early 2010, late 2000.
Country.
But those are things I would feel comfortable
with. You'd be my country guy.
Country would be great.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the 2K country.
Right.
But, yeah, this is not my wheelhouse.
What are you most excited for, Loren, when you go up there to Beach Mountain?
I think, I don't know, I guess tubing with Cash.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Will it be his first tubing experience?
Yeah, I mean, outside of like...
tubular?
It'll be tubular. Outside of like just sledding in our backyard.
Right. Roy, for the record, tubular is a 80s term.
Totally tubular.
Totally tubular. Is that better looking?
Yeah, there's still a staple on my chin.
Yeah, I can't get that guy out.
That's fine. Leave him alone.
All right. I think we get the idea.
Sure.
With the... Flat Roy.
I'm excited to see how Flat Roy gets damaged throughout the evening.
Yeah, he'll be destroyed. He might be destroyed tonight when we bring him out.
Yeah.
Nicole, what are you most excited for your Beach Mountain trip? Skiing?
Yes, I'm really excited about a full day of snowboarding, and there's a bar on top of Beach Mountain, like at the top of the ski slopes.
I've seen it.
And they make the best Bloody Marys.
Is that the one that we went to for Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
When we did the Land of Oz up there?
Wait, so I can't get up there, huh?
No.
Because I'm not skiing down?
Yeah. Well,
no, you can ride back down.
No.
We might be able to do some pull.
Why?
We might be able to pull some strings.
Why
we know
you
people.
If you can ride up, why can't you just take the thing
you
and ride
you can't, you can't.
You can't
get
go
on
around.
The ski lift without skis or, like, you can't walk. There, it's a pretty good distance to get to the actual ski lift itself, to that gets you up to that top.
Can I take a snowmobile?
Wait,
I've never seen one.
Finish your sentence. What?
Like you can't ride the ski lift up without being on your ski or snowboard.
Then how do you get from the ski lift to their bar?
You take your skis off.
You take the skis off once you're up there.
Then that seems like a silly rule.
Because you get off the ski lift and then you snowboard just a little bit further to the bar.
Typically, they don't let anybody get on the ski lift who's not skiing. However, maybe they'll make an exception for us.
Don't they know who we are?
Well, kind of, yeah. And like also, like, hey, it would be cool for Loren to put it on her socials that she's up top, you know, at Beach Mountain.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can make that work.
We are regional / local radio royalty.
But that makes Nicole mad because that's not what the ski lifts are for,
And also, too, like, you can't really, like, they can pause, like, they can stop it because they do that sometimes if, you know, if you fall getting off. But there's a big, it's icy, first off, and there's a big slope. Like, there's a slope that once you get off the ski lift. She's pregnant. You I'm know, not letting her do that.
Why?
We'll stop it. We'll stop the ski lift.
No, you can't do that.
Why stop the lift.
I bet if a pregnant Beyonce wanted to get up there, they'd do everything possible.
That annoys right. everybody else.
But do they know who it is? It's a Lorraine Marola.
Hold on. Not I don't Traeger. Even need anyone to stop it.
Why yeah, do it why goes does it fast.
To, I can get on and off.
I promise you, Lauren, you can't.
I've been on a ski lift before. I've skied before.
I can tell you with 100% accuracy that I wouldn't be able to do it.
Probably. We Listen, can agree 100%.
Yeah. I can just reenact what happened right to me around, at back Deer... Down.
I'll come back, fellas.
Deer Park?
Miss Landing. We'll try again. See you in 10 minutes.
I come back all the way up. I got scared. I'll come back.
Roy, jump. I can't. One more time. I need one more ride.
Just keep going.
And then when you go down, people are expecting you to jump on to get up, but you're on the seat. Sorry.
I missed my cue. I got to take the 15-minute ride back up. Sorry. We had our whole little
We might. We might be able to get you up there, Loren. Maybe in a snow cat.
We'll throw you in the back of a pickup and drive you up there.
I was like, can I take a snowmobile?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Nicole's so mad, though, because that's not what it's meant for. You're supposed to be a diehard shredder, and if you're not shredding, if you're not shredding, I don't want you on the lift.
You know, Nicole, I will say that a lot of people break the rules in life. And we're one of those people.
And you're looking at three of them.
There are people who follow the rules and people who break the rules.
You are a rule follower. You are. Really are, which is weird because you have tattoos.
You're such a stereotyper.
Yes.
Right, Roy?
I know.
You look rebellious.
There's a lot of things you do that a lot of people wouldn't do. But you follow the rules. You follow the line.
Yep. You hate going out on a limb, you know.
Yeah. But I think, that's, part OCD of me.
Okay. I mean...
It's so bad. Most producers, if we need to orchestrate something to get something online, most producers would do it. But Nicole feels awkward asking things for free. But it's showbiz. Sometimes we need free things to do it on the air.
You're working through it. You're getting better. We're trying to do something really cool with Myrtle Beach. Visit Myrtle.
Yeah, you've been doing that.
It probably should happen. And I know that the woman's traveling and all that stuff. But there's probably also something inside of you that's all right, I'm not going to push too hard today.
No, because she's going to come back from her. She's at the South Carolina governor's something that she's had an out of office for a week. So in that week, she will come back to 3 emails.
Okay.
And
see, I'd be on the phone with her.
But the problem is they wanted to promote family stuff.
Yeah.
So she wanted an itinerary of what we were going to do.
Which and keg stands and Jaeger bombs don't really
right.
fit
and
in
then
that.
I mentioned one thing and she was like, wait a second, are you guys going to be partying? And I was like, well, no.
So maybe she doesn't understand the concept. But anyway, I don't want to get into all what the concept was because I want to surprise people if we ever do it.
This is what you do. She's coming back from the South Carolina governor's thing. I'd be like, hey, how's old McMaster doing? As if you know the governor, you know? Okay. Like you got
How's
an
Nikki end. Haley?
I'm sitting down.
And then once she...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
She thinks you're in, the cool club. Then she invites us.
Then the other thing that's real funny about this this Beach Mountain weekend is that, speaking of accommodations, they gave us accommodations, which is really nice of them. They're like, hey, well, you come up, you host, we'll take care of your accommodations. And so there's Loren's family, just me, Nicole, and her roommate girlfriend, Kylie. So that's, what is that, 6-7 of us. And each one of us, obviously, we need to have our own separate rooms or whatever. And so they sent the pictures of the place. And it does, it's awesome, but it's very cabin-y feeling. And it's like a time capsule from 1976.
Yes, and I have two things to say about that. One, part of that might be my fault. Because for 2 weeks, she was trying... First off, the woman who booked the house... isn't a booker. like she was doing someone else's job for the time being. But for 2 weeks, she was trying to find us something dog friendly because Roy had mentioned that he would need to bring his dog. And I brought my dog last year. And if I'm going to the mountains, I just want to be able to bring my dog. There's so many outdoor activities that my dog loves regarding the mountains.
My dog doesn't like outdoor activities, but I refuse to pay for a dog sitter when I'm going all the way up there.
Exactly. So I had mentioned like, hey, we need a dog friendly. And at the time, I didn't, like, I thought it was the four of us and, like, plus ones, like, because Cash didn't go last year, so I didn't know that that was going to be a thing. So she was trying to find us a dog-friendly place, and I think what happened was in those 2 weeks while she was trying to get those accommodations, the nicer ones got booked up. And then finally, this week, like on Monday, when I was like, hey, like, we don't have a place yet. She said, is it an absolute need to have to bring the dog? And I was like, I mean, I guess not, you know, like, whatever. And so then, like, as soon as I said that, within 15 minutes, we had this link to where we were staying. But it ended up working out that Roy couldn't go because had Roy and his boyfriend Sterling gone, where would Cash and Elena be?
Yeah.
So what happened there? We just, oh, you just didn't know the kids were coming?
Well, I didn't know that she was bringing plus three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they travel as a
group. Way to communicate, Loren.
Well, we were supposed to do it last year, too, but Cash got sick, and then Dallas got sick, and then I got sick.
And the place looks cool. It's just like the furniture is very time capsule-y, and it's like the wood paneling on the wall is very time capsule-y. But we'll
camping.
Do a live from there tonight,
they
I'm
do
sure.
The floral comforter that I remember, man, back in like the 90s, it was like huge at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, it's campy, and I don't mean like the over the top.
Yeah, like there's a pigeon statue. Bless This Mess is on the wall.
I mean, it looks like Jason Voorhees is going to break open the window.
I got to be honest. I don't think Jason Voorhees would fuck with this place. He's like, I'm not going in there.
It's spooky.
This is spooky. This is some spooky stuff.
There's photos of weird grandmas on the wall.
And one of the TV downstairs, y'all, is like a legit TV. And I don't mean like a flat screen or even HD. I mean like it looks like a box.
Yeah, it's like a tube.
It looks like a microwave oven.
TV, yeah.
So I'm thinking about like there's a good fight that's on tomorrow night. But see, the downstairs looks cool. There's a bar. I expect to be hanging
that's
out.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And foosball, ping pong. So Dallas will be my guy. And Nicole, you'll be my guy.
Yeah, you and me were all buddy-buddy until Dallas decided to come.
But there's things that you don't care about.
Yeah, you now.
Oh,
that's not nice. Nicole's first one there today, so she's going to pick out her room, Loren.
Well, there's one king, and there's a king bed, which the married couple will get. And then there's two queen beds, which I'll get one, and Manny will get the other. And then there's the room with the two twin beds.
It's a blessing I'm not going, because I would have fought for the king bed.
Well, hold on a second, because I want to see where the king bed is in relation to
the kids'
the
rooms.
Kids rooms.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. Smart. But I'll be able to tell you that once.
Yeah. Well, we should be up there around the same time you get in there.
Gosh, you know what I've realized? We are so effing complicated. Like, there's nothing easy about this show. No wonder everyone's always annoyed when they communicate.
But, I mean, like, what group of four people wouldn't be?
That's true.
I mean, it's four different personalities. I don't care if we worked for...
Well, how does Friends do the big group beach vacations?
They pick what they want early.
Okay. Okay.
And then one person inevitably always gets screwed because
they get the small room.
Well, they get the small room or somebody didn't pay and you had to pay for them.
Yeah. Or somebody drops out at the last minute.
Whenever we would book our big prides, like cuz for Pensacola we needed a 5-bedroom and for New York we did New York one time needed 4 different bedrooms. And
how'd you do that in New York City?
We had to pick we did a 3-bedroom with a pull-out couch. But I mean, it was a super nice place, but we always did it by whoever's booking it, like, cause they'll typically have to put it on their credit card. Whoever's the one booking it, they get first say of what room. And
ooh,
then based
I
on
do group trips, cause I want the points.
It's really good for points.
Yeah. Okay.
But it also is a pain in the ass to like chase everybody for their money too. At the receiving end of that a couple times.
I have no issue, busting someone's kneecaps in for $1.
See, I feel so, like, if someone owes me money, like, if I say it once and they're, if I'm like, hey, like, don't forget, you owe me, like, 200, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm booking or whatever. They'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got you, like, da-da-da. But then a week later, if it hasn't
come,
it's
not paid.
And it's not, I feel awkward being like, hey, again, I need that 200.
Yeah, you are that way. You don't bring things up. There was a time when you watched my dog, Callie, and I was going through this thing of, did I pay her? Did I not pay her? But she hasn't said anything at work. And then Strong's like, yeah, she's probably not going to say anything at work. And I'm like, well, I wish she would say something at work. I can't remember if I paid it or not. So I just sent you the money anyway.
Yeah, we went out to eat with that money. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You double paid her.
Good.
I'm kind of like you, Nicole.
Remember,
like,
when I needed the money from Nicole for the strip club?
Yeah. $40.
Oh, so embarrassing. So, yeah, we're excited for Beach, as you can tell. I'm looking, and I'm like, there's a kids karaoke thing tonight. Like, I'm so glad that our friend Talia from up there didn't ask us to host that or judge it, because I feel so bad hosting and judging kid events.
Yeah, especially kid events.
You know? Look at this band, man. Cassette Rewind. Take Me Home Tonight. Ghostbusters. Yep. Don't You Forget About Me. Working for the Weekend. White Wedding. Let's Dance, Roy. There's your Bowie song.
The 80s were 40 years ago.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
How do y'all feel about that?
Last Christmas, they do.
I wasn't alive, so I'm good.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Everybody have fun tonight. Relax. Thriller. Love Song. Oh, you guys are so awesome.
How much do cover bands cost, you think? I've always wondered that.
This one looks to be a little more expensive, but they're really good.
Yeah, they have like a better website.
And people know them. Like, we have an old sales guy here who's like travels with these guys, like
that's
follows
cool.
them. So.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That's a Rap Party Podcast.
Cheerio.
Bye.
I got to go get ready for my afternoon show.
Yeah, have fun. Okay, we'll see you back Monday with good stories. And if you see us at Beach Mountain, make sure you stop and say
that's,
hi.
By the way, that's why I should have said I can't go this weekend. I got to have to have him on the radio.
Yeah, you can't go up today. And take a picture with Flat Roy.
Yep.
All right. Bye, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.